You know what time it is. This is Georgia with Yip Jam Music, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a beautiful week this week, and I was so sorry to miss last week's show. I was doing a lot of Valentine's Day preparation, which was seems like it was months ago, not just a week ago, but here we are. We're back. We're back in the game now. And we're locking in. We're locking in for another great episode of Yip Jump Music, another great installment in this beautiful series we call Radio. And yeah, it's another gorgeous day. I feel like I can't even be mad that it's so cold outside because it's been so sunny every day. And anyway, I feel like a lot of the music that I play always is something that has been stuck in my head or on my mind, and somehow that's able to change week to week because I you know, when I love hard, apparently, and then it kind of changes every week. It's a very intense week for me, and then it switches to another very intense week. So anyway, that's just a preface that this first song is a song that I just finished reading. That's not even, I just like took an exit like halfway through that sentence. I just finished reading A Little Devil in America by Hanif Abdurraqib, and it's like a book of essays, poems, kind of personal essays, memoirs, but a lot of it centers around like Black American performers and like in all different capacities, musicians, artists, dancers, athletes. But one particular essay focused on this song that I'm gonna play right now. And for more context, I feel like I was never, maybe much to the chagrin of some people in my life who I know who really love the Rolling Stones, I feel like through no fault of my own, and I can't even really compare them like this, though I feel like they are compared, like apples and oranges, but I feel like I always tended towards the Beatles instead of the Rolling Stones. But this essay that I read, and when I was reading it, I know this song, but I couldn't think of the last time I listened to this song. The essay was about Mary Clayton, who is the, I guess, secondary vocalist. I don't even want to say background vocalist. I think technically that's what she's probably billed as, but the secondary vocalist in the track Gimme Shelter off of the album Let It Bleed. And I was reading it and I was like, I can hear her singing this, but I can't hear this song. And I couldn't think of the last time I listened to it, and I listened to it, and now I can't stop listening to it. I don't even need to give the history of this song because I feel like it's so popular. The Rolling Stones is like one of the most famous bands ever. So I'm just going to play it. But this is my appreciation episode for Mary Clayton and Gimme Shelter. And so this is, naturally, this is Gimme Shelter. Thank you.
Wow.
first half kind of went faster than I anticipated it being, but that's okay because I could just make up for it by reading an extra long PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. I can't speak to the money part, but the environment is definitely true. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. Even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes on the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour exercise and fresh air just for an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I'm very pro-walking. I'm very pro-public transportation, but I am also very, very pro-walking. I was asked the other day, so I went to this one place that I needed to get something and it was closed. Should I just give up and go home, or should I take the long way and walk to this other place? And I said, if you can ask yourself the question, should I walk, when you are able to walk on your own two legs and the weather's beautiful and you're in the prime of your life and you're walking around in the city you live, you should walk. You should always walk. That's my logic. Because one day, and I'm not even a downer, one day you're just not going to be able to walk that far like that. You know, you can't make that choice. So while you can make the choice to get yourself some exercise. Enjoy life. See the sights. So anyway, that was a public transit versus walking PSA. But I also love public transit, can't even lie. It's been a little bit, we're hitting a rough patch right now, myself and the MBTA, but I think we're gonna smooth it over. I was on time for my show today, which is a plus, so I think it's gonna be smoothed over quicker than I expected, but, right. That past half hour, like 24 minutes, it was full of a lot of good things. I spoke briefly about Gimme Shelter, Mary Clayton, that is M-E-R-R-Y Clayton, by the way. And, yeah, then some new Brittany Howard record, What Now, just came out a few weeks ago. And I just love Brittany Howard so much. I love Alabama Shakes. I love her solo work. It just, everything that she touches turns to gold. And, you know, I really love this record. And, yeah, I think it's just another chapter in this solo kind of catalog that she's building. I think it's fantastic. A lot of really different stuff on here too. I think one of the singles, prove something, maybe just be prove it, prove it to you, really crazy stuff. But I loved it. But that was Patience. Come Away by Student Archives. I didn't realize this until I saw her live at Austin City Limits Music Festival, that she is the one playing the fiddle there, the violin. And I guess that should have been clear to me because she's a musician, but yeah, she was like wearing this head mic, and I was like, why is she wearing a head mic? We're on a stage that's about, I'm about 5 feet away from the stage. Like there's no, like, is it gonna be some choreography? What's going on? And then she just pulls out this violin, this little violin, she starts playing. So that was exciting. She's a fantastic fiddle player, and she was going all over the place. She was playing her own stuff. She was playing some real classic, I would say fiddle classics, some hits on the, and I say fiddle, not violin, because she was playing some, you know, like real, like sitting around the table, around the fire, like playing the fiddle type stuff, which I think her own music falls into that category. I think it's fiddle music, you know. Not everyone would get it. Not everyone would get it, but I get it. So that's why I play that song. More from the Studio One Women, Denise Darlington with Feel So Good. My roommate and I were discussing, we were conferring that recently we're both kind of converging in our what we're seeking out in music, which is like 60s and 70s kind of soul reggae compilations. So that's one of many that we've kind of dipped into, and yeah, fantastic track. And I've just had Land of a Thousand Dances stuck in my head, so I played that. And then Come Around and Love Me by Jalen Nanda. One of those things that just came on shuffle, and I was like, who is this? Sounds like Sam Smith. And it, not Sam Smith, you know who I'm talking about. And it was him. And it came out last year. And I was like, what? It came out last year? It sounds like it came out 60 years ago. And what's that person's name who I'm trying to think of? Somebody Smith. Somebody Sam? Sam Cooke is who I'm thinking of. Sam Smith, you know what? They're a fine artist, but I feel like they kind of lost me. I feel like they kind of lost us after that one hit. Whatever that song was. Anyway, yeah, so far a lot of good music in 2024. Speaking on Brittany Howard, speaking on Little Sims dropped an EP. I was going to play some of that, but it kind of didn't really fit the vibe, but it's very excellent. A little bit more like dancey, like beats type stuff. I'm sorry that someone knocked on my door. This is my house. I live here. I don't think anyone else is here. I kind of feel like now that I'm on my soapbox, I can't get down. I'm trapped up here. But I do kind of feel like this station is haunted sometimes, but in a very positive and beneficial way. That's all I'm going to say on that. This next half starts off, I'm probably going to have to add some songs like on the fly because I don't think it's going to be quite that long. But I do want to preface this next half with a in memoriam. This is where, you know, my voice is turning black and white and there's someone singing, you know, Candle in the Wind or something. In memoriam, because I missed it last week, but this event actually occurred 2 weeks ago. The weird, the weird community, y'all, we lost another one. We lost another one. 2 weeks ago, approximately, we lost the icon of weird, Mojo Nixon, and I've in the statement that was put out about his death, it said, Elvis is everywhere. Then we know he was right out in the back alley, ready to greet him. So I appreciated that. And I missed last week, so I couldn't play this song. So this week I will be playing Elvis is Everywhere by Mojo Nixon. So get excited for that, I guess. You know where I stand on novelty music if you've listened to this show at all. And you know that I understand it not to be a novelty, that it's central to music as we know it. And I feel like everyone who's been talking about the death of this iconic figure has only talked about like the most crazy event of their lives, so I think that's a testament to the music that has been put forth. And the second song is also sort of a tribute, kind of. Allegedly it's the song that inspired Mojo Nixon to make music, which it inspires me to make music, and I cannot carry a tune, so I'm just gonna play these songs. I don't really know what's gonna come after that, because I thought that the first half would be longer for some reason, even though I know that the average song is approximately 4 minutes. Nowadays, you know, it varies. We're not limited to the constraints of vinyl pressing anymore. Anyway, gosh, this is so annoying. I apologize. I need to cut the chatter. And I will, I promise. All right, already. This is Elvis is Everywhere by Mojo Nixon. RIP to a legend. I don't know. Stay frosty out there.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you, well, Elvis is everywhere. Everywhere, man. and Nutty Buddies. Elvis is in your mom. He's in everybody. He's in the young, the old, the fat, the skinny, the white, the black, the brown, and the blue. People got Elvis in them too. Elvis is in everybody out there. Everybody's got Elvis in them. Everybody except one person, that is. Yeah, one person. The evil opposite of Elvis. The anti-Elvis. Anti-Elvis got no Elvis in him, let me tell ya. Michael J. Fox has no Elvis in him. Yeah, and Elvis is in Joan Rivers, but he's trying to get out, man. He's trying to get out. Listen up, Joanie, baby. Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everywhere. Phenomenon out there in the world. A lot of things people say, what the heck's going on? Let me tell ya. Who built the pyramids?
Elvis!
Who built Stonehenge?
Elvis!
Yeah, man, you see guys walking down the street pushing shopping carts, and they think they're talking to Allah. They're talking to themselves, man. No, they're talking to
Elvis! Elvis! Elvis!
You know what's going on? That Bermuda Triangle? Down the Bermuda Triangle.
Elvis needs boats. Elvis needs boats. Elvis, 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 Elvis needs boats.
Ah, the sailing Elvis. Captain Elvis. Commodore Elvis it is.
Yeah, man. You know, people from outer space. People from outer space, they come up to me. They don't look like Dr. Spock. They don't look like Klingons, all that Star Trek job. They look like Elvis.
Elvis.
Everybody in outer space looks like Elvis. Cause Elvis is a perfect being. We're all moving in perfect peace and harmony towards Elvisness. Soon all will become Elvis. Everything, everywhere will be Elvis. Why do you think they call it evolution anyway? It's really Elvis-lution. Elvis-lution.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Time has come to talk that little bit of Elvis inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up. Say, Elvis, heal me. Save me, Elvis. Make me be born again in the perfect Elvis light. That's right. You got that Elvis inside of you, and he's talking to you. He says he wants you to sing. Everybody got to sing like the king.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like the king.
Uh-huh.
Get that leg going now.
Uh-huh.
And get your lip too.
Uh-huh.
Not no fool Billy Idol lip either.
Uh-huh.
Everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're rocking now.
Uh-huh.
Elvis is with us. He's uh-huh. with us and he's speaking to us. He says, peoples.
Uh-huh.
He says, peoples.
Uh-huh.
Everybody. Everybody gotta uh-huh. sing.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king.
Man, oh man, what I want you to see, that the beat eases out of you and me.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king.
Man, oh man, what I want you to see, that the beat eases out of you and me. Elvis.
Well,
that beautiful sound means that we've reached the end of another episode of Yip Jump Music here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. As I sit here, and I was reminded last hour by Jack with the Rocky Mountain Oyster review. Is this just so called that? It didn't matter. Well, it does matter because I don't want to misrepresent somebody's show. Rocky Mountain Oyster. Yeah, okay. Whew, okay, I was scared for a second. You know, we're always going through changes in life, so I wasn't sure if it was a different name now. But he mentioned that it is, in fact, Nina Simone's birthday today. So I played Aquarius by Plumtree because we're kind of in that cusp area between the astrological seasons. So happy birthday to Nina Simone. A few days ago, February 18th, was the joint birthday of Toni Morrison and Audre Lorde. If we're just talking about iconic figures in American history and art and writing and literature. I'm just putting that out there because it's just what, as my show, I can say whatever I want. So yeah, that was Aquarius by Plumtree. Fun fact about me, one of my grail album acquisitions is Mass Teen Fainting by Plumtree, because it's that niche of like bands from the 90s where they weren't popular enough then to like have pressings and repressings now readily available. I believe there was a pressing of Plumtree's both of their records, or their first two records, in 2016, and of course that's, you know, gone out to the ether now, so it's like many hundreds of dollars resale, and I want it bad. So if you ever see a copy of Mass Teen Fainting by Plumtree, give it to me. And let's see, Jump Into the Fire by Harry Nilsson off of Nilsson Schmilsson, another amazing record. And I've talked about this before, one of the records that I own where original issue, and listening to it reminds you why people buy vinyl, which is always a good thing to feel and know and appreciate. And before I have to leave, speaking of Harry Nilsson, I feel like this is a smooth transition, obviously, into my final song. Oh, just another reminder that no matter where you are, what you're doing, if you turn on your radio, someone will be there to play their sweet soul music for you. And with that, we're experiencing a problem, but I'm gonna keep talking. Yeah, pretty much, I just think that I should be able to play this song. Oh, now I can't play this song. Oh, cheers. All right, well, this is the last song for the day, and I'll see you next week. Sweet dreams.